Reinventing the Rope. Written by Neri. Read by Wilfriede0815. Fandom. The Locked Tomb. Relationship. Camilla Hecht. / Dulcinea Septimus. / Palamedes Sextus. Rating. Explicit. No archive warnings apply. From the additional tags. Canon disabled character. Rope bondage. Shibari. Oral sex. Vaginal fingering. Vaginal sex.
I heard that the Sixth House learns everything, even sword fighting, from books, but I didn't think it also applied to sex,
Dulcinea Septimus said, peering over her new husband's shoulder. Books are useful, Palamedes replied, calmly turning to the next page. For instance, sometimes they have diagrams.
And illustrations, Camilla added helpfully from her spot lounging on the bed. I learned a lot of things from helpful illustrations when I was younger.
About sword fighting? Dulcie asked, glancing in her direction. Her eyes twinkled brightly.
Among other things, said Cam.
Of course, there is no substitute for hands-on experience, said Palamedes, adjusting his glasses. It's a multi-stage process. Read about the thing you want to do, then try it, then evaluate how successful your efforts were, and if necessary, go back to the books to learn more before you try again. Lots of clever people have practiced and sweated and struggled for years to become experts in their field, and then they wrote books about it. We can learn from their advice so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Or, in this case, he added, the rope.
Dulcie smiled indulgently. Well, come on then. Show me what you've learned. I'm not getting any younger, you know.
You are getting older at exactly the same rate as the rest of us, but very well, Palamedes said, putting down the book and picking up the neatly coiled rope that was nestled on his desk. Let's give this a try. Camilla noticed, though, that he had left the book open to a particular page, one that did, in fact, have a diagram that he might need to consult during the process. Dulcinea didn't have a great deal of muscular strength, and her illness left her with limited energy much of the time. This meant that there were necessary constraints on their sex life. She couldn't get on top and ride him, for instance, or hold herself up on all fours for very long. Camilla did what she could to help, supporting her with her stronger body, but recently Palamedes had come up with another solution. Bondage. However, the last thing he wanted to do was hurt Dulcie, and so he had pored over books he ordered from the restricted section of the library, making sure he knew exactly how to restrain her while keeping her safe. He'd requisitioned the rope, a smooth, beautiful braided length of necromantically grown hair, slim and black and gleaming, which would have cost a fortune if it had been anyone else. There were certain benefits to being the warden, and one was that no one asked too many questions about why he needed things, they just got them for him. Now, as he stood next to the bed, he tested the rope experimentally between his hands, more out of nervous fidgeting than any actual doubts about its strength. Camilla helped Dulcie into position, making sure she was comfortable, not too strained, while Dulcie kept assuring her that she was fine. Her knees were drawn up close to her chest, hands alongside them, as Palamedes began, gently, carefully, to tie her up. He paused frequently during the process to consult the manual, and several times had to unfasten and redo a particular knot in order to achieve the desired result. Cam made eye contact with him, a silent offer to help, but he wanted to do this himself, so she didn't press.
I didn't know this was going to be an all-day affair, or I would have gotten a drink before we started, Dulcie said lightly.
Do you want a drink? Let me get you a drink, Pal offered, solicitous. Cam propped Dulcie up, wrapped in her delicate cage of rope, and together they made sure she could take a few sips of water.
Now, how are you feeling? Circulation good?
Pal felt her hands, her feet, gauging their color, their temperature, to make sure he hadn't cut off the blood flow to her extremities.
I'm all right, honestly, Dulcie insisted.
She squirmed slightly, more as a test of her bonds than genuinely trying to escape them, and gave a smile.
I could stay like this for a good long time. But the most important part is, how do I look?
You look beautiful, Palamedes told her earnestly. The rope served as both a restraint and a frame, setting off the pallid elegance of her skin with its dark coils, rising between her small breasts and around her slim waist like a serpent capturing its prey. The pink slit of her pussy was the centerpiece of the display, glistening with her evident excitement. Despite his painstaking care, it was obvious that Pell was just as aroused,
his cock pressed taut against the fabric of his trousers. "You look delicious," Camilla agreed. "Ready to eat."
"Well, what are you waiting for, then?" Dulcie smiled mischievously. "Gobble me up already, you two."
Palamedes needed no further encouragement, and bowed his head down to a cleft to tongue her pussy like a starving man. Dulcie gave a squeal of pleasure and wriggled against her bonds, but they held her fast, just as they were meant to. Camilla, meanwhile, kissed the soft slope of her breast, licking her way up to the delicate peak to suck on it gently. Pell slid his fingers into her, and she gasped, flexing her toes and arching her neck, since there wasn't a lot more that she could move.
"Oh, yes, please,"
she exclaimed breathlessly, as Cam's teeth closed around her nipple, rough and tender all at once. After she'd come once, they found that it was easy and enjoyable to move her onto her side, each of them taking hold of one length of the rope and adjusting her like a shifting piece of furniture as she giggled helplessly. "Comfortable?" Pell asked, always careful to ensure that she wasn't being hurt in any way, checking her vital signs surreptitiously with his necromancy to make sure the blood wasn't being cut off to her extremities, and her heart rate was still within normal parameters despite all this exertion.
"You worry too much," Dulcie told him with a sweet smile. "I promise, if I wasn't having fun, I'd let you know."
"That's not what I'm worried about," he said, peering at her over the edge of his glasses. "Sometimes things that are fun aren't healthy for you."
"The state of my health is the last thing that concerns me right now," she replied, more firmly, in a way that served to remind them both that she was ultimately the one in control here. "I'm fine. Keep going."
And whether because he didn't want to disappoint her, or because he couldn't restrain himself anymore, Palamedes knelt and slid his cock into her waiting pussy. Cam stayed next to her, curling up against her back, stroking her short hair, toying with her nipples and, to put Pell's mind at ease, keeping an eye on her to make sure she wasn't in any distress. Dulcie cried out with each thrust, her legs quivering in the restraints, fingers clenching and releasing in helpless spasms. Cam wrapped an arm around her, reaching down to a clit to tease her, and Dulcie's entire body shuddered, trembling as she came. Knowing that she would be oversensitive, Pell swiftly pulled out and gave himself a few more rough strokes by hand, finally spurting with a groan against her bound thigh. Untying her was less work than it had been to tie her up in the first place, but still took some time. Pell ran his hand soothingly over cramped muscles one after another, gently bringing them back to relaxation and comfort, and Cam got her another drink, helping her sit up to swallow a few mouthfuls of water. Then Cam took the rope, coiled it neatly back up, and placed it with the rest of her gear, so that it would be ready and waiting for the next time they wanted it. The End.